City Council Meeting 4. My DJ voice is back. Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jerry Johnson, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Our Father, we just love you and we thank you for the day, Lord. This is the day you have made and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful for this day. We're thankful for the rain that you give us also, but we'll be also thankful for the sunshine that will follow. Lord, we just thank you for our city. We thank you for every blessing that you give us. Our employees, which are the rock that our city stands on, we thank you for them. Lord, we thank you for the vaccines that are coming out that are going to bring our COVID numbers down. And so, Lord, we are thankful for those blessings. Thank you for our new fire boat that just arrived last Saturday, Lord, and we thank you for bringing it back here safely. And it will help our fire department mitigate fires and save lives. And so we are thankful for that resource, Lord, that you blessed us with. Thank you for our mayor and our city council. May every decision tonight be made that would be in the best interest of our full-time and our residents that live here and in our city as a whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is out of the country. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Okay, can I entertain your motion considering tonight's agenda?
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes from our regular council meeting and committee of the whole, 2-2-21, there are no objections to the minutes. The minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I have one, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
This week, someone very close to us, loved by all in our city, was awarded the Island Spirit Award. And I would just like to read from his nomination. Officer Matt Stringer has worked in a part-time capacity for the Orange Beach Police Department for approximately 22 years. While he is a resident of Mobile County, Orange Beach and our island are his heart. During the events of Hurricane Sally, Officer Stringer went above and beyond, tending to the needs of our residents and visitors, including helping provide food, water, generators, and so much more. Nothing stopped him to ensure people got the supplies and help that they needed. Given his love for our area and his dedication and service to residents and visitors alike, Officer Stringer is most deserving of the Island Spirit Award. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Well deserved, Matt Stringer.
Matt, would you come up so we can take a picture? Cindy, can you take that?
Okay.
And Mayor, I have one more comment. Jeannie Fitzgibbons, you rock, girl. The Orange Beach Seafood Festival was a roaring success despite all of the last-minute changes. Your hard work and your smart work is so greatly appreciated.
And I also want to give a shout out to Woody and Chuck Smith that helped. There's Woody in the back.
Yes.
And Nicole that helped with the Arbor Day retreat giveaway last Saturday. It's the first time in our history that all trees were gone within 3 hours.
Wow.
Incredible response by the community. We'll be doing it again in 2 weeks. So that's very important, and I appreciate all the city staff and all the work they did.
But Mayor, going back to the Seafood Festival, Greg Alexander's here with the Chamber, and he worked closely with Jenny, I believe, so you got a couple of comments.
Yes, sir, I do. Thank you so much, Mayor, Council. I just wanted to say on behalf of the business community, the Chamber, what an outstanding job. Just blew us away, as you always do. 29th annual, I think it is. One of my staff members said, wow, the most people I've ever seen around the wharf, you know. So we're just very excited. As far as for retail commerce, it was a great day in fellowship. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting us be a part of that and helping you. Wonderful job to you, your staff, and volunteers in the city. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from all the businesses, local businesses. Thank you. And while I have the mic, can I say one more quick thing?
Yeah.
Naturally. I wanted to just thank Councilwoman Annette Mitchell for your participation at the Power Hour last week, your leadership. Your story was inspiring, and we really appreciate that. Johnny, I know you were out of town. We look forward to bringing you in.
Absolutely.
On the next one. And last but not least, First Friday Forum start back this week, and we'll run for the foreseen future. And our Black and White Night will be March 26th, Orange Beach Events Center, on a Friday evening, and we invite you all to be there. So
thank you.
Thank you so much. We will honor our small businesses, our volunteers of the year. Mayor, Council, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
If you need some help with the Shrimp Festival, call us.
Mayor, I'll take you up on that.
Chris Litton, your team with logistics also did a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
So please tell them thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I was actually out ill most of the time preparing for that. So truth be told, Matt McCrary, he should get all the credit because he took over.
Amen.
Anybody else?
All right. Maybe we do a good job too. We appreciate you.
Okay. Y'all know better than that. I just get out of everybody's way. All righty. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Then moving to miscellaneous approval of a restaurant retail liquor license application, Pier House LLC, Panhandle Beach Boulevard. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Move to approve the liquor license application.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution. Resolution accepting St. Lucia Drive, located in the Harbor Ridge subdivision, as a publicly owned street, sanitary sewer system for maintenance by the city.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Okay. There's no discussion, then all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Okay. Motion passes. Resolution passes. We only have to have three of a resolution, don't we? Yes. Just a majority?
Yes, majority.
Resolution awarding the bid for ballistic vests for police department, Gauls LLC, per unit pricing, maximum term 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Thompson Engineering, Land Surveying, and Engineering Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a service agreement with Harbor Communications, Connect Fiber to New Sewer Department Office Building.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of change order, MW Rogers, Sewer Office Building, not to exceed $1,596.17.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the submittal of a FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program application. Authorizing professional services contract grant writing, $60,000.
Move to postpone consideration until next council meeting, March 16th.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, fire station number five, not to exceed $84,000.
Move.
Go ahead. Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Stead.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Great job.
And for those, this is tentatively a fire station at the Power Line Road intersection with 160, I'm sorry, Canal Road. Resolution authorizes a franchise for Beach Taxi. Taxi service, city limits, city of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizes the purchase of 2 vehicles. Police Department state bid, $74,392.80.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizes the purchase of a pickup truck for police department, $59,676.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 vehicles for the police department, $80,623.78.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of an ambulance equipment, fire department, $81,729.26.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Is that it? Mm-hmm. Did I lose a page?
That's it.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, we will vote, adjourn, and go straight to committee of the whole. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Committee of the whole for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021 is called to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd? Oh, Mayor Fenn.
Here. Considering previous minutes, work session, Flood Damage Prevention Board, regular council meeting, committee of the whole for February 2nd, 2021. Those will be moved for review. Moving to new business, miscellaneous, discuss Orange Beach Perdido Pass Bridge Lighting Project. Jerry?
Tom, we have Tom Clark here along with Fred, and we so Tom, I thought you would might come down and just give it a very quick overview of what the project is, and then I think the mayor is it okay to have a Q&A there with people?
Yeah, whatever you got. Fine. All right. With me.
Thank you. First, I'd like to also introduce Kate Pollitt. She's also one of our board members as well.
Yes.
I like the logo. We worked a long, hard time for to get a little snappy logo that gives you something to look at and has some of the feeling of the Perdido Pass Bridge. Chris, let's go. This is a volunteer, community-based project. There is a very small group that have put this together, and our strategy is to use private and corporate donations to fund this project. We have filed as a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're working very, very close with all the agencies necessary to make sure that we have a good project in the end. As a descriptive to this, this is adding soft illumination to the Perdido Pass Bridge. And we are working with a international company. They have several divisions. Their past known as Philips Lighting. Now they're internationally known as Signify. And they are very well known for doing these types of projects. Most well known is the Empire State Building, London Bridge, Coronado Bridge in San Diego, and many, many, many other bridges. If you saw the Heisman Trophy celebration in New York on the Empire State Building, that's their work. You might want to YouTube that and see that. The controls for this will be LED programmable control system. We are putting in the design a solar energy side to make this a green project. And as this project goes, there'll be used a system. It's called a mock-up or a testing, in which the lighting will be temporarily mounted in specific areas to monitor the light, to make sure the LED illumination goes specifically where they want this light to go. Next slide. This is the Coronado Bridge in San Diego, and this is what they call a mock-up. This is a testing, and which they are focusing, planning, and filtering the light where they want it. And this so happened, that bridge is a T-pier bridge with a curve in it, just like our bridge. So I thought that was appropriate to see. Okay. This is some of their work, Empire State Building, top left. This is some absolutely beautiful work this company is known for, and we're really proud to have them helping us put together a package. Okay. Now, this is a rendering. It is a digital picture, a concept only. It will not look exactly like this, but we wanted to give you something to look at that would be placed in your mind when we talk about this. And that's a looking south rendering or concept of the bridge. Okay? All right. Any questions from mayor or council?
I think the main thing, Tom, is to make sure everybody knows that this is a private initiative.
Yes, it is.
And that you will be getting, you know, and you can tell, I guess, about what your goal is as far as how much of what the budget would be. Mm-hmm. But that is that this is a community-based, private type of project.
Yes, it is.
That would be in the best interest of the community. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. So do we have anyone here that wants to ask a question or about the project?
Can you come up to the mic?
You have to come up to the mic.
Yeah, in case you can answer some questions.
If you could state your name and where you live at, please.
All right. My name is Joyce Freshwater, and I live part-time over at Grand Point. And this year, I'm an elementary school science teacher, and I've actually just retired. COVID kind of encouraged me to do that sooner, I'm afraid. So that's hopefully where my residence is going to be for the main time. And I want to thank you for letting me come and have the opportunity to share with you this evening my concerns over the bridge lighting project. I love your enthusiasm, and I love that there are so many people that want to make Orange Beach such a better place, because that's kind of where my heart is. I've been bringing my family here forever, like so many people probably, and bringing my grandchildren too. And one of the things that draws us to Orange Beach is the natural beauty that is here. And I think that the feeling of this family environment that you have here, the small town, has been just an amazing thing that draws so many people. And I want to thank you, because I think it's a testament to you as a council that your priorities are to keep the beaches beautiful, that you care about the wildlife here, and you always have. And I think I see that priority. I've read articles about limiting the number of condos or how high condos are or economic things that would cause congestion and kind of take away from that family feel. And I appreciate that that is your priority. And so one of my concerns about The bridge lighting project is our sea turtle population, which is probably one of Orange Beach's most important residents. Last year or the year before, I think, at the end of Grand Point's boardwalk, there was a turtle nest there on the beach, and my grandchildren just kind of went crazy. And, of course, since they have a science-oriented Nana, they did research, and we learned a great deal about it. But it was just so amazing. And I think on their website, Shannon Holbrooks, who is the biologist with the Fish and Wildlife Services in Daphne, said that during the hatching time that they would want them to use amber lights because that would cause less harm. And that's a great thing, but less harm is no harm, and so I'm concerned that there would be any harm if that's not even necessary, if that's not something we needed. Another thing that's a testament to you guys is the Leave Only Footprints campaign. That's been amazing. I think there's a family that I read recently that started collecting trash. There was an article about their children I thought was a great thing. But they said that Orange Beach had one of the cleanest beaches, and I'm sure that's part of it. But it wasn't just to have clean beaches. It was to make that pathway for those sea turtles to get to the beach unobstructed for them. So that is a great thing. And on our website for that, we ask our visitors to turn off their porch lights. We ask them to reduce how much flash photography they're using at night. So then for us to have a lighted bridge seems like it would be in direct contrast of what we're asking them to do. It might even undermine our own project, which is to kind of keep it subdued. I think that the bridge is really not in a neutral location. There are a lot of people, private citizens, who live in condos along the pass, and there are private residences around the water channels by the bridge. And so to me, it's kind of like putting a neon sign in my backyard with that light shining into my bedroom all night long. And I'm not sure that's fair or that's thoughtful. And I don't think any of us would really want a neon sign in our backyard. So it kind of feels like that. I think that one of Orange Beach's best assets is the natural beauty that we have here. I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to have a great meal at the Gulf or some really good food over at Cobalt's, but be out there and watch that harvest moon rise on the water. I mean, it's spectacular. And as a science teacher, it's amazing because I take pictures of it to show all my students. It's a wonderful thing, and I can't imagine having to compete with a man-made lighting display when you've got this gorgeous orange moon glimmering over the water with those boats kind of coming in and out. And I just hate to see the focus of our gateway to the Gulf be something man-made when we have all this natural beauty. You know, during the quarantine, which I think it's almost been a year now, right?
That's
when
right.
We were, and so our school in Albertville, which is near Gunnersville, shut down and did virtual, okay? So somehow I just found my way here because I could do virtual here, and I was just amazed at how many wildlife, natural settings, beautiful things there were that I could video and send to my children. I teach in a Title I school, and a lot of my kids have never even been to the beach. So they look forward to those things, and it was because of your priority to make the wildlife and the beaches and the natural settings the most important part of Orange Beach, to make it a family place where we'd all would want to come. There, of course, there's the issue of light pollution. There's so much lighting going already. Along the pass, there's already some storefronts that have lights that are so bright you can't see anything but those that probably need to be addressed. And they say that too much nightlight messes with your circadian rhythms. I mean, I think there's research that's been done on that. So that's a concern, too. A lot of what I have thought through, though, too, is, you know, during this pandemic time, it's been really a hard time for a lot of people. We have a lot of businesses that I think are struggling, a lot of families that are struggling, and I'm not sure this feels like the best stewardship of our resources right now. It just feels like this money, this time, this energy could be spent to help some people who are really struggling. And then eventually, I feel like this project is going to end up being supported by taxpayers. So I don't know if that's the best use of our money either. But mostly, I just love Orange Beach. And my grandchildren love Orange Beach. And my children love Orange Beach. In fact, spring break, they're getting out of school early and coming down so that they can't miss a single day. And we would just love to see the focus remain on the beauty that is Orange Beach. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
So who controls the light pattern? Who will choose what lights are on when?
And Tom, there's just a certain number of hours that it'll operate. Is that right?
I'll come back to this. Yes, the controls will be a programmable control system. It'll be pre-programmed for turning on, turning off. If somebody's not going to turn them on, turn them off, it's already programmed in. The city will have the keys to the lights at that point once it's delivered. And what was the other question? Was that two questions?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Through the design process, there'll be a determination of how to use the lighting. It can be an hour before dusk and off at a certain time, back on an hour before daylight, or times where the lights are not used at all, when that is required. There are another point, too. The Coast Guard will have a phone call number. For whatever reason, if they would like to shut the lights down, then they have that control too. That was one of their requests that we are putting into the design. Okay?
The south side of the bridge is not lit, right?
That is in design. We are working with agencies to make that decision, and so they'll be going through a review process to make sure that everyone agrees that that is the strategy to use.
I think that's the only choice you got.
Yeah,
I don't think you can win with the south side. I have no, the north side is one thing, but you can't light the south side. I think you're going to lose that battle. Would y'all agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that. What we're doing, turning that over to the design team and the agencies, because we're going to do what's best and what's by design and all the guidelines that we are going to work with to make sure that's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard that more than once when you and Fred and the team came to present it, was that, you know, the sensitivity of the turtles at a certain time is at a top priority with the project. Yeah. And so whatever time that would be needed, then the lights can be controlled or even just turned off if that would be in the best interest of during that time when the turtles come in and lay their eggs.
Absolutely. The appreciation for the turtles, that's a very important aspect of our city, and this project is going to be designed with that consideration, very much that consideration.
Yes.
Through the design window, there's a time where certain lights will be used and can't be used. Designed in this product is a RGB green, RGB A, red, green, blue. A is for amber. And there are times where the A is going to be needed and the amber will be used.
Special note, that amber light is a very specific amber LED.
Another point I'd like to backtrack, if I may. The concept of bright carnival lighting, think of it's like backlighting. You know, you put a light in your face, it's bright, but if you light the wall and you see that response, is very, very soft lighting. And I don't think there's going to be need of any shades whatsoever for this type of project. It's pretty as well, but we're going to enhance it at certain times of the year. We'll never overtake what comes up over the ocean over there.
What's free.
Yeah, it's free. That's right. Any other points?
Any other questions?
If there are already existing lights all around, like there are lights on the bridge, to make it safe to travel over the bridge, and there are lights in the condos next to it, and part of So this, in comparison to that, would be so subtle.
Okay.
Anybody else? Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Thank you.
Colin. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Katie.
Okay. Discuss requests for vacation. Right-of-way located within the Giles Canal Pine Subdivision.
Will you go to the aerial, Matt? On the far, Kid Alexander Community Development, on the far west end of Canal Road, there is Andrews Lane. That's over there by the C-Sharp office. Everybody know where that is?
Yes.
And behind those buildings on the east side of Andrews Lane, there is an unimproved right-of-way. That right-of-way has been historically a place where things have been dumped. Undesirable things have been placed, and we've never accepted it, but it's problematic having that be property that's not owned by anyone. The applicants, and I think there are, three or four, are requesting all of the property owners abutting this right-of-way are requesting the right-of-way to be vacated, and staff is in support of this vacation. So I think the main reason for the discussion item tonight is to see where council lands on this, what your comments would be with regard to the vacating.
What are they going to pay us?
Yeah, what are they offering?
The compensation is set by statute.
What is it?
It's based on the appraised value of the surrounding.
Which means nobody's got an appraisal?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
I'm sorry, not an independent appraisal, the tax assessor's data.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've heard me.
I should have gotten that for you. Yeah.
I don't know how much the dress costs, so I don't know if it's pretty. So, I mean, without a number, that doesn't tell me anything. I mean, I don't see any reason not to do it.
I've never been in favor of just...
You just can't give it away.
Giving.
Are we talking about the red squared
yes.
section?
Yes. Yes.
East and west. Mm-hmm. It's not an access point to the fish traps. David.
It's down that.
He does not own any property contiguous to this right of way.
So C Sharp and those other businesses. Okay.
Everyone abutting the right of way is supporting.
Everybody accesses and utilizes, for the most part, that back. I call it an alleyway. So it's an unimproved. Okay. Does it serve the city any purpose right now? What is David Waller's access? Is it just right?
His is far. His is through Andrews Lane. David Walters is not impacted by this vacating.
This is through Andrews.
Okay. Yeah. All of the property owners that abut this right of way all have frontage. On Canal Road,
that's right.
And they're all in support of the vacating.
Okay. Have we ever used it?
No.
Okay.
But there are lots of pieces of property that we have that the city owns throughout the city that we have used in different situations.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'd just like to know somebody's got to pay for it.
I can have that figure for you at the next council meeting to facilitate discussion.
If it serves no service to the city, it really doesn't. And seeing that, and I'll drive down there.
I'd like to drive down there too.
Also, I have no problem with it.
And so we're on the same page. So would it be likely that you would have five different transactions based on the value of square footage? Is that what you're saying? All five support it. So would they go, would their yellow line, their property line, go all the way back? Is that what you're?
Well, actually, normally in a vacating within a subdivision, and in this case it would apply, half of the right-of-way goes to one side of the right-of-way and half goes to the other side. So the amount of the payment would be divvied up with a weighted calculation of the amount of right-of-way they would be acquiring.
And who is the property owner to the north?
That is, I believe, a C Sharp entity.
Owns the property to the north, mm-hmm. too?
David, you own the wooded section?
We did. All, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is ours, and then two of the lots on the east.
Gotcha.
So we wouldn't need to subdivide to where each, if you got five owners, would they not own a piece?
The vacating generally will cause that subdivision to occur.
Okay.
You don't have to go back and replat.
It's been a long time since we've done one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, y'all good with that? Let's get a number and then move forward.
I don't believe you have vacated. I don't believe this council has ever vacated a right of way, just for your information.
We've never given property away.
Yeah.
Good recall.
Ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one, again, if it's no use and there's a value to it that we receive, I'm okay with it, especially if one of the owners is both north and south side. But you know, just needs to be a fair commensurate dollar exchange. So you good with that, Dave?
I will come back to you at the next council meeting, and you all have time to take a look at it, and I will have a number for you based on the appraisal information at the Baldwin County's tax appraiser website.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kit.
Moving to resolution. Resolution authorizing the execution of an automatic aid agreement, City of Gulf Shores, Fire Response, Alabama Gulf State Park. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. For those out there, that essentially means that we will have the ability to travel essentially anywhere through the Gulf State Park to deal with any type of brush fire, right? Okay. Resolution authorizing the execution of a covenant of purpose, use and ownership, Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council for widening Canal Road between Highway 161 and Wilson Boulevard. My God, this has been going on. Are we getting close, Kit?
There are quite a few documents and agreements that come with Restore Act funding, unfortunately. What this covenant of purpose use and, what is it? Covenant of purpose use and ownership. Basically, it's a covenant placed on the land that ensures for the life of the project, which is 20 years, that that road will remain a road. It can't be anything else but a road.
Right.
And this basically covers the section of the road between 161 and Wilson Boulevard and the areas we're dedicating for the roundabout.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So we have a road that's a main artery that can only be a road for 20 years, and our government need to tell us that.
Yeah. You can't build a justice center there.
Can't be a golf cart trail.
Maybe we can't build a roundabout. Do you think that's possible? Kidding.
I don't know what to say to that, Annette.
Yeah.
You could say you're right, Annette. This doesn't allow us to.
Thank you, Kit. Resolution authorizing the execution of a Transportation Alternatives Program, TAP, construction agreement with the Alabama Department of Transportation for funding of a sidewalk on Canal Road between Oak Street and William Silvers Parkway. I don't need anything. I'm just deciphering what I just read. Has anybody got questions on that?
No.
That's
thank
all
you.
Good. It's okay. All good.
Thank you. Is that what I just read? Okay. These are resolution authorizing franchise renewals for commercial solid waste for Alabama Container Company, Baldwin Container Company, CM Construction, the Dumpster Guy, Waste Away Group, Waste Management, Waste Pro of Florida. Good with those.
And
yes.
BFI.
And BFI. Say they did that. Okay. Is it on there?
Yeah, sorry, I might have missed it.
That's right.
Okay. I tried to make it easy for you.
You did. Resolution authorizing the franchise renewal for taxis. Better Cab, Bayside Taxi, Beach Buggy Taxi, Coast Group Transportation, July Enterprises, Coastal Express Shuttle, Terry Dixon Taxi Service. Good with that?
All good.
Okay, moving to ordinances, set a public hearing. Mariners Lake PUD, rear enclosure setback, 4-6-2021. Public hearing, first reading, ordinance number 172, Coastal Beach Development, March 16th. Now, are we moving that? That's being moved.
Yeah, that probably
do we have a date right yet?
It will be after the April Planning Commission
meeting. Okay.
So it'll be that city council after the 16th, I think.
Okay. All right, we'll figure it out.
So
in April.
Okay, so the second meeting in April, April 20th?
Okay, the second Monday in April is the Planning Commission.
Council
Okay, so we'll put it down as postponed to April 20th.
April
20th.
Y'all good?
Yes.
All right, that's all. So we'll open the floor up to anybody that has any questions, thoughts, or comments. If not, we will go home. Nothing? Thank you. All right, entertain a motion.
Thanks, everybody.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are.